I first met Jerry Gant in 1981 when I was teaching an airbrushing class at the Noak School of Fine and Industrial Art. Jerry took my class. I was still a police officer, and Jerry was an aerosol artist, spraying stuff in the streets, and so we had like a, at first it was kind of a weird connect. You know, as a police officer, you know, graffiti was sort of the enemy, so Jerry and me were kind of wary of each other for a year or two. But in time, our friendship developed, because I think of my bluntness and his bluntness, and we just clicked. And we've been friends for 30 years or so.
That's really fascinating, for the fact that you were trying to stop some of the things he was doing, but he was expressing himself and hoping. How do you feel about graffiti now?
I love it. And one of the reasons is Jerry Gant. He walked me into, I was an airbrush artist, and I used to say I was a graffiti artist, and Jerry would laugh at me. In time, he taught me what graffiti or aerosol art was. I mean, Jerry's an icon. He's in the Graffiti Hall of Fame. Many of the graffiti artists around Newark and around the whole country are in mourning now because of Jerry. Jerry walked me into what graffiti really was and made me understand it and come to love it.
I spoke with Linda about the influence maybe of Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Yeah, I mean, me and Jerry had numerous discussions about Basquiat, and I think, well, Jerry actually knew Basquiat and hung with him at a certain point, so he did influence Jerry.
What do you think was the reason why he's loved by so many people? It's not just his art, is it?
Not at all. Jerry is the line in the sand when it comes to Newark. He, when I first moved to Newark, which was about 1992, Newark was in disarray. Nobody wanted Newark. Nobody wanted to come into Newark. Newark was depressed. You know, there was no business here. There was no police on the streets. And you had Jerry Gant. Every time you turned the corner, there was a piece of Jerry on the wall, a sidewalk, any place. And I think that Jerry is very responsible for uplifting the soul of Newark in a time when nobody wanted it. When nobody wanted Newark, Jerry did. And he, if you walked around with Jerry, you couldn't get 5 feet without him stopping and talking to somebody. The community loved Jerry. Unlike a lot of new artists that are coming into Newark, Jerry didn't live on top of Newark. He lived in Newark.
And that personality came through in his artwork and his murals as well.
Yes, it did. Jerry was rough and raw and real and loving, and he was so many things. But most of all, he was real. He was the real deal. He was a line in the sand when it comes to Newark.
Where do you think he drew his inspiration from?
The people, the community, definitely. We talked about it often, and Jerry would go out in the streets just as I do, talk to people in the community, laugh, joke, tease, and go back and create. The community was Jerry's fuel. When I first taught with Jerry, particularly when we went to senior citizen centers, I learned a lot. I learned that it wasn't about, not so much about making art, it's about making connections. And if you watch Jerry with those senior citizens, he was part comic, he was part teacher, he was part preacher, and he kept the seniors in stitches. But what he also did, he was more focused on hearing what they had to say than what he had to say. So I learned from him.
He gave back quite a bit and enjoyed being an educator as well.
Absolutely. You know, Jerry was all about passing it on. The sad part is the part you asked, how did I feel when Jerry passed away? Besides the sadness, I felt a sense of anger, because for the last 20 years, me and Jerry have talked constantly about the city of Newark or somebody providing a space with indigenous artists like Jerry, Manuel Acevedo, Cesar Melgar, James Wilson, could get together in a complex and give back to the community. That was one of Jerry's biggest dreams, and so it hasn't been realized, and so I'm just a bit annoyed about it.
What did we lose when we lost Jerry Gant?
You lost the real deal. You lost a history that hasn't been passed on as much as it should. You lost, Jerry was Newark. I mean, you know, I'm a Union County boy. I grew up Union County, South Jersey. And so it's even after 30 years, I'm not quite Newark. And every time I saw Jerry, I realized why. You know, Jerry, you know, when you grow up here, go to school here, when your family's here, it's a different feel. Jerry had a totally different feel for Newark, even than I do.
Music had an influence on his work. I know that he was quite close to WBGL, but what were your experiences with music with him?
Well, Jerry was music. I mean, he was constantly rapping and talking and spouting out poetry, moving to beats. He was poetry in motion.
You know, the fact that sometimes people like Jerry Gant, even though they do amazing things, they don't get their due. Do you feel that's kind of the way his legacy will be left, or will people know?
We're not going to allow it to be that way. Jerry Gant didn't get a lot of the acclaim that he should have when he was living, but we're going to fight very hard to make sure that he gets it, you know, in dying. No, I don't feel as though Jerry got what he deserved from the city or anybody else. Jerry was an icon that should have been held up. Jerry should have been given a space where he could just mentor. Just to sit and listen to the history that came out of Jerry's mouth was a learning experience for any student. And the city would never be able to recover what Jerry Gant had. And so it's a missed opportunity.
You could almost have a walking tour of some of his work if you go to Penn Station, if you go to the various parks here in Newark.
Absolutely. Everywhere you look is Jerry Gant. I mean, they cleaned up a lot of stuff. But, I mean, going back to the 90s, you walk down Broad Street and turn a corner, and there was Jerry Gant on the wall, on the sidewalk. He was a constant reminder that art was alive and well in the city of Newark, and he should be cherished for that. What Newark is lacking, and I've been saying it for 20 years or so, is Jerry, is visionaries, artists that can walk you in, that have followings, that have reputations. So what Newark has now is a business-run art scene. You know, that's just in my humble opinion, and Jerry's. We talked about this. I mean, Jerry talked daily, so this is what we both felt. It has a business-run art scene.
We know that he had a great sense of humor. Tell us a funny story about Jerry Gant that maybe we don't know, but you do.
Jerry tortured me. When me and Jerry would get together, even in crowds and stuff, he would imitate my voice. He would imitate my laugh, and he would just have me rolling. You know, nobody made me laugh like Jerry. He was just a funny man. He would crack on you. You know, one of the few people that allowed a crack on me like that was Jerry. You know, he had a gift. You know, a gift for joking.
Anything else that you would like us to know about Jerry Gant?
I just want to make sure that Jerry's work, now that he's not with us anymore, is documented. That the city steps up to make sure that it's represented properly. And I think they will. I mean, the mayor loved Jerry Gant, so I don't have any qualms about the city stepping up. I just want to make sure that Jerry's work is documented, placed in museums, and that Jerry is remembered for the icon that he is.
Kevin Sampson, thanks so much for joining us on the WBJO Journal. Our hearts go out to you and his family and friends on this very sad week.
Thank you.